Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right, gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn a little bit more about you. So please go to podsurvey.com/Pardo and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better. That way, we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Pardo.
Playing games.
She's a stand-up comic who never plays it safe. But when it comes to pop culture trivia, this week's co-host Nikki Glaser is money in the bank. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Thank you, Matt Belknap. Welcome to Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. I am Jimmy Pardo. We are the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. As always, I am joined by the announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, hello.
And our band leader, of course, Mr. Mike Henry. Michael! Hitting the skins! Each week, I have a celebrity co-host that joins me to walk us through the pop culture of those various decades. Today, we welcome in, hello, Nikki Glaser.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Jimmy.
Now, Nikki, you were late.
Yeah.
Let's address it.
10 minutes.
Why?
I was starving, and I had to go get a cookie.
a complete cookie from 7-Eleven.
Did you go to the 7-Eleven right over here?
Yeah.
That's where we had lunch as well.
That's where I often have lunch. And I just knew I wouldn't be my best self unless I had something to ingest. And I couldn't count on you guys having something here. So I just had to, I left late, and that's why, it's because of the cookie.
Nothing would make me happier than if I opened up a cupboard and had nothing but snacks just to put it in your face.
I would
condescending tone that you can't count on us to have something.
I can't. I just, you know, like, I know you guys get like boxes sent to you of things that maybe you've advertised before. Every time you do a podcast, there's like a box with some snacks, but oftentimes they're picked over pretty badly. Mm. And so I thought that might be the case here. And actually, there's nothing here.
No, there's nothing. You're right. Yeah, you've caught us at a very
I almost
time.
Felt bad eating because it felt like, oh, people don't eat in this room. No, like, it's forbidden.
We just had a delicious lunch.
Okay. What did you have to eat?
I had the seven cheese sausage from 7-Eleven.
You did.
Yeah, seven pepper cheese.
Wait, you picked from the grill?
I did the grill.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's so embarrassing.
Can I tell you something?
Isn't it humiliating? It's like getting a scratcher's ticket, all of it.
I don't want anybody to ever see it. Like, if I'm going to order something from the grill and another customer comes in, I kind of wander around and wait it out.
I bet you don't want
people to see me doing it.
I think it's a common thing. Like, when I drink energy drinks, I feel really embarrassed because it's just such trash to just drink. So I always want to put it, I'm very discreet about it and want to put it in a paper bag and stuff. That is anything you buy at 7-Eleven, it's embarrassing. The other day, so a comic walked in when I was in line and I had a sad bag of like that Skinny Pop, and he just looked at me and he goes, ew. And I was like, I know, we're both here. It's just a gross.
Well, tell him to mind his own business. All right, Nikki, we can't play this game without contestants.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. That's right. Anybody that follows us on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we will take your calls, weed out the dead weight, and find our players. I say it again. Let's hit the votes. Our first contestant is Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Veronica, I'm doing the best I can, like anybody else in these troubled times. Veronica, where are you calling us from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. And what do you do down there in Kentucky, Veronica?
I am an accountant.
You crunch those numbers. That's right. And what, I tried to make that sound sexy because it's what a boring job that is, right? Is that boring, Veronica?
Yes, it is.
Veronica, let me ask you a couple more questions. You seem like a delight. Have you ever been to the Derby? Are you from Louisville?
No, I'm actually from southeastern Kentucky. I haven't been to the Derby before.
Would you go to the Derby? Are you? I don't know if I would. I like the idea of the spectacle, but I don't know if I want to watch horses be treated in that way.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not really into the horses.
What are you into? Veronica?
Hello?
what are you into? I know that's a very open question. What do you have any hobbies of import?
Well, Kentucky basketball, of course.
Of course, right? I mean, legally you
That's
have
our
to.
Favorite thing.
All right, Veronica. Well, best of luck. Are you married, Veronica?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years. It doesn't. It sounds like it. Do you have kids?
Yes, we have one.
One. What do you got? You got a little boy?
No, a little girl.
Little girl, 13 years old.
No.
Ah, the Pardo classic. what's your daughter's name, Veronica?
Harper.
Harper, I love it. Named after Harper Lee, by any chance?
Not really.
Okay. Named after Ron Harper?
I do like To Kill a Mockingbird, though.
It's a wonderful book, isn't it? Her second book, Stunk. Yeah. Which
did it?
Yeah. The one that came out like 2 years
ago? Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that the rumors
Ghost Set a Watchman?
What?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Go Set That Watchman.
Yeah. I don't like that character at all. This is a legendary author who I believe the rumors that Truman Capote wrote her first book.
Because this
Wait,
one's
that's a rumor?
Yeah, that's a rumor that he wrote.
They were best friends, I think.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's very controversial, Jimmy.
No,
that
just,
a woman couldn't get it together.
Yeah.
Or lose it.
I think she lost it.
I think she lost it.
She had the one great American novel and she's out.
Yeah. One hit wonder.
Harper Lee.
It seems like if Truman Capote wrote a great novel, he'd be like, want everyone to know that he wrote it.
We don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
I guess we'll never know.
It was a different time. All right, Veronica, best of luck to you. Let's meet Matt. Matt, where are you calling it from?
Hey, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. That's not too far from our friend down there in Kentucky. You ever go to the Derby?
No, I've never. I'm not really go down that direction too often.
You don't go down south? Why not? You think they're dumb people? It sounds like that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Veronica, I want you to win. I want you to win so bad. Just
crush
Matt and his arrogance up in Columbus, up there in Jack Nicklaus country. You ever run into the Golden Bear up there?
No, I've been to his tournament once or twice, but no, I haven't crossed paths with him.
My dad goes to that tournament every year. He goes to the Muirfield. That's his favorite golf tournament. And he drives over from Chicago, he and his buddy Bill. And they are you a golfer, Matt?
Once a year or so.
In that tournament?
So not very good.
Just once a year, you enter a PGA tournament, that's it? You're that good?
That's it, just the one time. They roll me out, that's it.
What do you do, like a company outing? Is that why you do just the once a year?
No, I'm just not very good. So just get out one time a year, then I realize, oh, yeah, I'm still bad at this. And then I just go back until next year.
Yeah, it surprises you that you're still not any better, considering you haven't practiced once?
Yeah, really, I know. Yeah, 38 years, I still know better.
38 years old, he sounds 56.
I love Columbus. That Easton Mall, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the comedy club in the big mall. Yeah. The funny bone there.
Yeah. Well, no plugs. Clubs don't get a plug. All right, Matt. Well, we wish you a lot of luck. 38 years old. What do you do for a living, Matt?
I work for a nonprofit doing their website.
All right. And do you want to name the nonprofit, or you're not comfortable with that?
It's an engineering society. It's a Society of Automotive Engineers.
We're good.
You know what? Good call not saying it. All right. Let's say hello to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Carrie. Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York. Now, Carrie, what do you do there?
I'm a dog walker, actually.
Oh, Carrie.
I love dog walkers.
Do you really?
Love them.
What do you like
about
them?
Such good people. Love dogs. They legitimately love dogs. I don't know, is it your own company or do you work for a company?
No, I work for a company.
Do you love dogs?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to.
You know, it's a job that sometimes a lot of comics do during the day, and comics don't necessarily love dogs. Yeah, but I feel like the most people I've met that walk dogs from my dogs that I've met, I meet a lot of dog walkers through my dogs. They introduce me. They know a lot.
I'm glad that you saved that sentence because it was a mess for about 13 seconds. I didn't know if you were still talking, if your dog was the character. I didn't know what was happening. It was a mess.
Anyway, you seem lovely.
Okay. Wow. All right, we got to play our game. Who's ready to start playing games? Sounds like everybody.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, if you make it to the final round, you're going to get a Pod Swag gift card. And if you're able to beat Nikki in the finals, you will get a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. So you guys are playing for some high-end prizes. Thank you, Jimmy. You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. I haven't won anything.
I don't know what I paused for. I don't know what I was interested in.
You want?
I wanted something, and I got nothing. And I can't tell you what I wanted, but I know it was more than dead silence. All right, here we go. First up, guys, is headlines. I'll be reading you questions that pertain to a certain decade. In order to buzz in, you have to use your name. In lieu of buzzers, just yell out your name. Please allow me to finish reading the question before you buzz in, as I mentioned, with your name. Now, let's go to the randomizer to see which decade we'll be playing from. All right, all of our questions today are going to be from the 2000s. The two teams with the most points after five questions will move on to the next round. Here we go. Are you guys all ready?
Yeah.
All right, remember, buzz in with your name when I am done reading the question. In December of 2003, the former Iraqi dictator was captured after being found hiding in a spider hole.
Veronica.
Yes, Veronica.
Saddam Hussein.
That's the correct answer. Veronica, very, very, very slow. That southern draw. She just letting you know.
Confidence.
Confidence.
The quiet storm.
Right? Everybody else. Carrie's up there bubbling around. She's got a dog hair up her nose. Matt's looking at a nine iron rusting in the corner. Veronica handles herself. All right.
Rusting in the corner.
Thank you, Nikki. I don't disagree. I deserve that. In 2006, here we go. Hands on buzzers now, guys. Buzzers, of course, are your names. In 2006, which former planet was downgraded to the much less impressive dwarf planet?
Carrie. Veronica.
It was Carrie. Pluto, that's the correct answer. Pluto. By the way, our friend Vance Gilbert has a song called Goodbye Pluto on one of his albums, and it's a great song.
Yeah.
Nice, fun song, and a nice plug for our friend Vance Gilbert.
No plugs.
third question. In April of 2000, Ilian Gonzalez was taken from his Miami home and returned to which country?
Veronica.
Matt.
Veronica.
Cuba.
Cuba's the correct answer. You ever go to Cuba, Ricky, now that they've opened up their...
Haven't been yet, have you?
I was supposed to go last week, and then that hurricane ruined it.
No way.
No, of course not. Okay. No, I've never been. My friend Conan O'Brien went. They said it's a beautiful land.
That was a good segment.
All good people. Well, that was a full hour.
That's why it was so good. It felt like a segment. It's the opposite. Flew by. Segment.
Good for you. Now, which... guys, hands on monsters. Back to you. Which short-form social media platform was launched in July of 2006?
Matt! Twitter?
Yes, Twitter's the correct answer. Matt Belknap, give me an update on scores, please.
Carrie's at one, Matt's at one, Veronica's in the lead with two.
How many have I done so far?
Four.
All right, last one here. In 2005, and I'm not kidding, get your hands on buzzers now, because this will be a fight to the finish. In 2005, this cyclist cheated his way to a seventh straight win at the Tour de Force. Nope. Tour de France.
Matt. Lance Armstrong.
That's the correct answer, sir. You have 2 points. Veronica has 2 points, which means one thing.
We got to say goodbye to Carrie.
The dogs need you, Carrie.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, it sounds like she's having phone trouble anyway. But thank you for playing. You'll get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet just for participating. But that means that Veronica and Matt are going on to the next round to find out who will go head-to-head against Nikki for that Stitcher premium subscription. And we'll do that right after this.
Comedian, actor, and voice artist Gilbert Gottfried, a man Stephen King once called a national treasure, takes an affectionate look back at 100-plus years of Hollywood history with some of the show business legends who shaped his childhood and influenced his comedy on Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast on Earwolf. Along with co-host and fellow pop culture fanatic Frank Santapadre, Gilbert is joined by actors, directors, writers, comics, musicians, talk show hosts, and other eyewitnesses to Hollywood history, including Dick Van Dyke, Bruce Dern, Weird Al Yankovic, Michael McKean, Leonard Maltin, Chevy Chase, Judd Apatow, and many more for a fond, funny, fly-on-the-wall look at showbiz then and now. Check out new episodes of Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast every Monday wherever you listen, like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Earwolf.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My name is Jimmy Pardo. I'm the host of the program, as I always am. My co-host this week, it's a rotating if they don't come back? I guess not. I guess that would be the side of the...
Are you just thinking about that now because I'm here?
I don't see you making a return engagement, Nick.
It could be rotating, but just a huge rotation.
Oh, it's a big rotation.
Right,
you never get back to the beginning,
okay.
But it is technically
but
a rotation.
But that's the idea.
Yeah, right.
Now, this is not the game, but can you name this? What goes up must come down. Benny wheel, got to go around. Cop all your trouble on a riverside. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel ride. Name that song.
What goes up?
I said it 9 times. Spinning wheel.
Oh.
I think you said it once at the end.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
You said it 9 times.
I said it 2 times.
Okay.
2's more than 1, less than 9.
I just got lost in your vocal performance. I couldn't really listen to the words.
I think I might have hit 4 different octaves. None of them the accurate one. All right. Matt and Veronica, how are you?
Okay.
Doing well.
All right, good. Listen, your thoughts on my rendition of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears classic spinning wheel?
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. You know, that's that Southern and Ohioan way.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, be polite. Live, you need to. This is Veronica and Matt. All right, now listen, guys. Whoever in the lead at the end of this round, we'll go on to play against Nikki in the finals for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium that I mentioned. You also get that Pod Swag gift card. Now, we're going to play a game called Let's Get It Started. What that means is I'm going to read you the first line of a song, and you have to tell me what it is. Now, if you can't get it, my co-host Nikki Glaser will sing it to you. All right, let's see what decade we're going to be playing from, and let's get it started. We hit the randomizer. 90s. Mm. 90s music. Seven questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play Nikki in the finals. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Here's the first line of the first song. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights. Any idea?
No, sorry.
Again, buzz in using your name when you think you might know it. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights. All right, Nikki, your time to shine. Let's hear it.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights. Waiting for...
There we go. Veronica, go.
Genie in a Bottle.
Yes, Veronica, correct answer. Correct answer. Matt Belknap after one. Please give me a scoring update.
Veronica has one. Matt has none.
All right, chance for you to catch up here, Matt. Early in the morning, rise into the street, light me up that cigarette, and I strap shoes on my feet.
Should I go?
Yeah.
Early in the morning, rise into a street. Late, right? Is that light me up my cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet?
Veronica.
Veronica.
Love is what I got.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Look at Veronica! Embarrassing, Matt! It's because you said that Southern people were stupid, Matt. This is on you. You deserve what you're getting.
Oh, man. Terrible.
You have met a hurricane named Veronica. Grab your valuables, Matt. You're floating away. Anybody like that? I didn't. All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. Matt, you have a chance to catch up now. All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. I like watching the puddles gather rain.
No rain? Blind Melon?
Whose name is this?
Buzz in.
Buzz in.
Matt. I'm sorry, Matt.
Oh, Matt! Go ahead, Matt. What do you think?
No rain?
By who?
Blind Melon?
Correct answer. 2-1.
I like how you suddenly require the band name.
I don't require it.
Just because you don't like Matt. You're like, okay, now tell me which album that was from.
Nikki, give us a little taste of that.
All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. I like to watch the puddles gather rain.
All right, points off for not getting the words exact.
Okay. Matt. Got
some phone applause.
Thank you.
What's that?
Absolutely.
It sounded like somebody trying to escape a cage.
That my singing can also induce that feeling, terror in caged animals.
I thought it was wonderful. It sounded like, I felt like Shannon Hoon was in the room with us.
Wow, thank you.
The late, great Shannon
Hoon. Well, we lost it. I'm so sure one of those words is accurate. Okay, here we go. Hands on buzzers. What do we got? 2-1?
Yep.
You say I only hear what I want to, and you say I talk so all the time so.
And you say, I only hear what I want to. And you say, I talk so all the time. So.
Beautiful. Still nothing?
I'd like to point
out. And I guess what I thought was simple.
Please hello?
Wait,
hey, that's not your name.
Matt, are you buzzing in?
Yeah, Lisa Loeb, is it you say?
Mm. Veronica, anything?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm thinking. Hold on.
Boy, it's really on a platter for you.
In 5, 4.
I know the song. I just don't know
3,
the title.
2, 1. Nikki, tell them the name.
Stay.
Stay.
Stay. Oh,
all right. Man. No points. All right, here we go. Matt scores.
Veronica's got 2. Matt's still got 1.
Okay. Again, we're going to do up to 7. Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Matt?
Yes, Matt.
That's Smooth?
Yes, yes. Matt ties it up. As we go into our very last one, whoever gets this one will go on to the finals to play against Nikki and a chance of that Stitcher Premium subscription. year long, as well as that Pod Swag card. All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers now. Come on, Veronica. I'm rooting for you, Veronica. Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here?
Veronica. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah,
that's a correct answer. Nikki, let's hear some.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here?
Bam, bam, bam. Matt, we have to say goodbye to you.
Oh, sorry, guys. It was a joy, though.
But you know what, Matt? You're going to get something from the Earwolf Prize Closet. More importantly, we appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us today. Best of luck to you in Ohio.
Oh, thanks so much.
Goodbye to you, Matt. And when we come back, we're going to find out if Veronica could win that year-long Stitcher Premium subscription when she goes head-to-head against Nikki in the final round. Come on back for more of Playing Games. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. All right, so now it is time for our contestant to go head-to-head with my co-host, Nikki Glaser, to see if they can win that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. But I don't want to go any further without hearing Nikki Glaser's Jennifer Aniston impression.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Guys. Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks.
I love it. Did you hear? Now, you got it. Somebody that does an impression.
Jimmy.
Nikki, how are your eyes?
How? What?
Because Jennifer Aniston, it turns out, even her closest friends didn't know she had dry eyes.
Oh, no one knew. She was hiding it. And if you did know her, you knew that she was popping those moisturized things
right.
all the time.
It's embarrassing, right?
And if she didn't have them, it would get ugly.
I see. How would she react to that if she didn't have them?
Oh, God. So dry. Ross.
I love it. We are watching my family. We are revisiting all the Friends in order.
So good.
It's so great.
I've been doing the same thing. It's just so
great.
It's so satisfying. And the jokes are so aplenty. Oh. And the acting is just perfect.
Perfect.
It was a great, there was a reason it was so successful.
Yeah.
It was a great, well-written show and great acting.
And, but every time Jennifer Aniston speaks, I think of you.
Oh.
Wait, who's that now? Is that you or her?
I don't know anymore.
All right, Veronica, you had to enjoy that. You like Friends, Veronica?
I do like Friends, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Who's your favorite character? Funny. And do you want Ross and Rachel to get back together?
As far as we know, they're together.
They're together forever now.
Let me ask you guys, did you, and I know this is a dumb question as from a grown man, did you hate when she got with Joey?
Yes.
Did you hate that?
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hate.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
Right?
It was a really, really, that was a jump the shark moment of like, I don't picture this. It's not
really
natural.
Wrong.
It just never felt right.
Really wrong.
I thought his performance was actually really convincing that he had a crush on her. Like, I think he did as good as he could do with that because it's such a bad pairing, but it just didn't work out. No. Bad,
agreed.
Bad, bad.
All right, Veronica, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know.
Sounds like she's Team Joey.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You're Team Joey?
No. I like Chandler.
Chandler's not going to get with Rachel. Don't talk stupid. All right, hang on. So we're going to put you, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you guys both a series of questions. If Veronica can answer more than Nikki, Veronica, you're going to win that aforementioned Stitcher Premium subscription. You've already won a Pod Swag gift card to get yourself something from the Pod Swag store. But if you can answer more than Nikki, you will get that aforementioned year-long subscription to Stitcher Premium. We're going to ask Nikki the questions first, which means we're going to put Veronica in the isolation booth, which really just means we're going to put her on hold. So please hang tight, Veronica. Veronica! Okay, Nikki, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Head in the game.
Yes.
What are my questions?
Do I have to say Nikki?
No.
Okay.
You do not have to buzz it.
Okay.
You do not have to buzz it.
All right, here we go. According to the 1970 film Love Story, love means never having to say
goodbye.
You are...
Sorry.
Let me finish the question.
I'm sorry.
Let me finish. You got, okay. Which cartoon family made their TV debut in April 1987 on the Tracy Ullman Show?
The Simpsons.
In April 1993, which tennis star was stabbed in the back during a match in Germany?
Monica Seles.
During an interview in 2005, Tom Cruise called this Today Show host glib.
Matt Lauer.
The Force Awakens is which episode of the Star Wars series?
Third.
All right, there's Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser is locked in with all five answers. Let's see if Veronica can beat her answer. We'll reveal how many Nikki got right As we go. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, that was really fast.
That was fast. I will give you that.
But I could be wrong fast.
Yeah, there's nobody says you got any of them right. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. According to the 1970 film Love Story, love means never having to say you are what?
Sorry.
Correct. Which cartoon family made their TV debut in April 1987 on the Tracy Ullman Show?
The Simpsons.
That's correct. In April 1993, which tennis star was stabbed in the back during a match in Germany?
Monica Seles.
That is correct. During an interview in 2005, Tom Cruise called this Today Show host glib.
Oprah Winfrey. No. Matt Lauer.
That's the correct answer. The Force Awakens is which episode of the Star Wars series?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Give me an answer.
Episode 2.
That is an incorrect answer. We were looking for 7. Episode 7. But Nikki also got that very same one incorrect, which means we will go to the tiebreaker, which is who answered the most right the quickest. Matt Belknap, please reveal.
Nikki got it in 36.91. Veronica got it in 40.33.
Oh! Veronica, that means Nikki did beat you in our head-to-head playing decades. But you still get that Pod Swag card. So you can go to the Pod Swag store and get yourself something nice from maybe the Never Not Funny collection.
Yes, thank you.
Veronica, thanks for playing.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.
We thank Nikki Glaser for joining us. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
You were great.
Thanks.
So much fun.
Oh, good.
And of course, want to thank you guys for listening. So on behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mike Henry, my name is Jimmy Pardo. Come on back when you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com. Amanda Lund's hilarious podcast miniseries is back for another season on Stitcher Premium. This time, Maribel May wants to plan your wedding. Through the 6 episodes of The Complete Wedding, Maribel takes you through everything you need to know to have a successful wedding, from meeting a man to the wedding night. Guests popping up this season include Maria Blasucci, Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, Paul F. Tompkins, and so many more. Let Maribel May plan the best day of your life. Binge The Complete Wedding on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/complete and use the code PLAYING for a free month of Stitcher Premium. That's stitcherpremium.com/complete and use the code PLAYING.